Prices keep being inflated. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got another update this morning on inflation. At the wholesale level, not retail, something the Federal Reserve will consider before an expected interest rate hike tomorrow. Prices rose 0.8% last month from January.
10% increase year over year for the producer price index. So we've got double-digit wholesale inflation. That is the highest ever recorded. These numbers only go back to about November of 2010.
Fox Business Network's Dagan McDowell. One thing deflating right now is the price of oil. After spiking way above $100 a barrel last week, it's back down $6 more today, about 96. Gas is down a penny today, but still near a record high. Now to Ukraine. Explosions like that thundered across the night sky in the capital, Kyiv. Apartment buildings among the targets hit. Many other cities also bombarded across the country. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky again urging the U.S. and our allies for a no-fly zone.
This has to be done now before Russia advanced further on.
A police shooting in San Antonio, Texas, led to angry protests. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, San Antonio police officers say the man they shot dead on Monday was pulling a gun on them and that they had a warrant for his arrest on gun charges and assaulting an officer. But that's when the killed man's family and others started amassing on the street in the city's west side, often getting into further confrontation with law enforcement. Some claim the officer shot at the 27-year-old man 9 times and now won't let the family view the body. One woman claims an officer spat on her. Police used pepper spray at some point. San Antonio's police chief will be reviewing body camera footage, Dave.
Evan, they'll start to pick a jury today in Arkansas to put a former sheriff's deputy on trial for killing a teenager during a traffic stop. Michael Davis, charged with manslaughter. He was fired for not turning on his body cam till after the shooting. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The U.N. now says more than 3 million Ukrainians have fled the fighting in that country that's lasted almost 3 weeks. Many have gone to Poland. The leader of Poland, also Slovenia, and also the Czech Republic, they're all going to Ukraine today for talks, a show of European support. This as the Russians and Ukrainians plan to negotiate again today as the U.N. fears the worst.
Ukraine is on fire.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Russia for an end to hostilities in Ukraine and warned further escalation of the war threatens all of humanity.
Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
A draft UN resolution sponsored by Mexico and France calls for an end to fighting to protect Ukraine's civilian population and to allow aid into the country. That measure's making its way to the General Assembly. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There was an arrest this morning in Washington for a suspect in attacks on homeless men in D.C. and New York City this month. 5 people were shot, 2 died. There's a hearing today in Michigan for the parents of the teenager accused in a high school shooting.
It's a pretrial hearing in Oakland County Court for James and Jennifer Crumbly, who are each accused of 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for allegedly giving their son the gun used in the mass shooting in November at Oxford High School in the murder of 4 students and injury of 7 others, including a teacher. The couple also accused of failing to get their son mental help despite numerous warning signs. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult facing murder, attempted murder, terror, and other charges.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street. After that inflation report, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.